Today's recording is dedicated by Mosror Moshe Chaim ben Esther, the Schus, therefore Shleim, in honor of the healing of his grandmother, Yofa Bas Simcha, and his cousin Moshe ben Rachel. Does it ever bother you that you don't feel anything when you do mitzvahs and you daven and you learn Torah and you try to serve Hashem? Does it ever frustrate you that you could put on tefillin, you could wear tzitzis, light Shabbos candles, give tzedakah, eat matzah, shake a lulav, do all the things that Judaism says you should do, and you feel absolutely nothing? You don't have any spiritual experience. You're keeping kosher, you're davening, you're saying the words in the prayer book, and nothing. It's dry, it's cold, feels like you're just going through motions, and absolutely nothing is happening. And you really want to connect to God, but it just doesn't feel like you are. You're doing everything the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, says that you're supposed to be doing, all the details. But you don't perceive anything. You don't experience anything. You don't feel anything. Does that bother you? Does it bother you that you don't feel God? That you're not experiencing God? Well, the Alter Rebbe in Tanya says, it certainly should not. Because the fact that you don't feel anything, that you're not perceiving anything, that you're not having a spiritual experience, is exactly what's allowing you to really connect to God. Because you see, you can't feel God. As long as we're alive in a physical body, we can't experience God as God is. But the Alter Rebbe in chapter 23 of Tanya says, that's why only we in this physical world, while enclosed in physical bodies that don't feel anything, that's why only we can objectively become unified with the Ein Sof, with the infinite essence of God, as opposed to angels that do feel and experience spirituality. They can't connect with God's infinite essence because they feel something. Because a finite being, by definition, cannot have an experience of the infinite and remain in their finite being. Says the Alter Rebbe that in Torah and mitzvahs, in every pasuk of Chumash, in every page of the Talmud, in every verse in Tehillim, in every mitzvah, in the lulav, and in the matzah, and in the mikvah, and in the Shabbos candle, and in the tzedakah, in these things is God's infinite light that encompasses all worlds. That aspect of God's infinity which cannot enclose itself within the world. All the billions of light years of worlds is only a little teeny drop of God's light. The billions of years of light years of all the universe are only a little teeny ray of God's light. God's infinite light transcends and encompasses all the worlds, says the Alter Rebbe, yet this infinite Sof of Kol Alman, this infinite light, enclose itself in the human soul in a manifest form when a person occupies his or herself with the words of Torah or does a mitzvah, even though he doesn't perceive it. And then the Alter Rebbe adds in brackets, this is what enables you to endure it because you don't perceive it, because you don't experience it, as opposed to the Olam HaSilyonim, the upper worlds, where that do experience spirituality, they wouldn't be able to live through an experience of God's infinite being. Of course, it goes without saying that we should try as much as we can to also have kavana, to try to have a subjective feeling as much as we can. That's definitely true. Of course, that's true. But realize any subjective kavana, any experience that you are conscious of at any level is going to be finite. And therefore, you can't experience God. The Alter Rebbe in chapter 23 of Tanya tells you, it's those moments when you're quote-unquote going through the motions. You're doing what the Shulchan Aruch says, you're learning Torah, you're doing a mitzvah, you're keeping the halacha, and you're not feeling anything. That is how you're objectively becoming one with God's infinite essence. And the fact that you're not feeling anything is what allows your body and soul to become unified with God's infinite essence and continue living. Judaism is not about experiencing. Judaism is about objectively connecting with God, with Hashem, with Hashem's essence. It's not about whether we feel or experience anything. this knowledge itself, that that's what happens when we do Torah mitzvahs, should give us the greatest joy. The fact that we realize that if at all it would be revealed to us what is happening when we're learning Torah during mitzvahs, we would faint. Like the Chayza from Lublin fainted when he heard the Maggid say, "En kelekenu," we would faint, we would die, we wouldn't be able to handle it. This joy that essentially we're becoming one with God, that is the greatest simcha that we should be having when we do Torah mitzvahs. And we have to turn the frustration that sometimes we have about not experiencing things into the greatest joy of realizing that that not being able to feel anything is what allows us to become infinitely united with God. And when Mashiach comes, when we will become vessels for God's infinity, we will see that that's what happened every time we did a mitzvah and we learned Torah.